Yeah, I mean, I think we got everything working all at the same time. That's got to be a miracle. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's where I am today. God only knows where I will be tomorrow. And so it's been a few episodes that we have not been able to get together with you in a live environment because we've just been doing some speaking engagements, and my son graduated, and he, of course, he had to have a party, and everybody and their mother was over our house. And so it's just been an absolute zoo here at Impacting Life 24/7. But I realized when I looked on the calendar tonight, because this is our closeout show of the week, I had the one and only Craig Brown joining me. And when me and him talked before, it was such a delight. I mean, I saw a write-up on him and I said, I've got to have this man on our show for a number of reasons, the least of which is because his voice is so cool. but beyond that, when we talk about impacting life 24/7, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an impact leaves an imprint. You know, a meteor, when it strikes the moon, it leaves its imprint. You can tell the results of it long after it's gone, long after the event happened. And I know Craig's story, with all the peaks and valleys and all the highs and lows, will definitely leave an imprint in your life. You know, we were looking at some of our data and our statistics because, you know, everybody is driven by statistics. We've just added our 16th country to the Impacting Life 24/7 download community, and about 33 states. So the movement is simply this, that people are tired of hearing negativity. They're tired of grumbling and complaining. They want to know about somebody impacting. Craig Brown, here's what he did. He overcame life. He overcame a life of pain and shame and destruction and experienced a major life breakthrough that transformed his whole entire life. His new book that we're going to talk about tonight, Stop Hiding, Start Healing, Brown shares his 20 years of experience helping thousands of people through Christ-centered recovery. He helps them discover how to be set free from pain and shame of their past. Many people know that we done did some things, y'all, that we need to be set free from so they can live a life of freedom and meaning and purpose. Now, some people look at us at our current state, but they don't realize the hell that we had to go through to get there. And when I connected with Craig, and we instantly knew that we was brothers from another mother. When I connected with Craig, I said, Craig, your story is going to impact the globe. And I want to do everything in my power to share your testimony with people that are hurting, people who may be struggling, people who are contemplating what direction to go coming out of hiding and actually finding a realm of healing. I am blessed. Greg is blessed. Our entire staff is blessed to have in our virtual studios my friend from Maryland, just right up the road, my good brother, Pastor Craig Brown. Welcome to Impacting Life 24/7, Craig.
DL, thank you so much for having me. It's good to see you again, and it's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Man, I tell you what, Craig, this is truly what I've been looking forward to. When, like I said, I didn't check the schedule for a few, almost a week. That's rare for me. I didn't check the schedule. When I saw that you was on, I said, oh man, I'm putting my suit coat on. Yes, sir.
I even say, you're looking awful sharp tonight, man. Looking awful. You didn't have to do that for me, man.
We honor you and we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule because I know you're very busy. I see and have seen how many people want you on their podcast because of your dynamic message. So we're going to get right to it so we can have enough time to cover everything. And so, Craig, listen, again, I know you and people are going to know you very well once the show is over. But before we do any of the things we usually unpack, we always try to get people to give out their contact information. We give that out throughout the show so people can contact you in whatever point they're listening to the show. So how can people find you, Craig?
I have a number of different sites. My book website is Stop Hiding, Start Healing book.com. Stop Hiding, StartHealingBook.com. Mm-hmm. I have my personal website, CraigDBrown.com, CraigDBrown.com. They can also find me on Facebook, on my Facebook page, Stop Hiding, Start Healing, or my regular Facebook page, Craig Brown. That is me.
Yeah, Craig, and I think when we finish, we got to make sure that we're, I think I'm just connected with you on your page, but I need to be connected with you on your personal page so we can, so I can tag you and stuff, and we can tag one another. That was one thing I noticed today. So CraigDBrown.com.
Yes, that's my website. Yes.
Okay.
And just my, regular Facebook is Craig Brown.
Roger. So Greg, if you would put that in the chat for us, brother, CraigDBrown.com. And welcome back, Greg. You're right, man. My, Greg and I have just been, we're a little rusty, bro. We haven't had a show in a few days. And what a way to come back with Pastor Craig Brown. And so, again, thank you for being with us. Now, we take this next portion, this next question, and we enter into it very gingerly because I can't have you tell everything about yourself in this next question, because I need to interview you for the next hour. But I do want you to give us a little bit of background about Craig Brown. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to our vast audience on Impacting Life 24/7.
Absolutely. I am Craig Brown. I'm a minister's son, born in Washington, D.C., and I've lived here in this area most of my life. I've been married to my hot wife, Debbie, for the past 28 years. I have three sons, amazing sons, 26, 25, and 21. And I have been serving in a number of different capacities. I run a business, but I also, my passion and my reason for living is serving in Christ-centered recovery. And I've been doing that for the past 22 years. And we've had the privilege of helping thousands of people who struggle with all kinds of different life issues and what have you. Not just, you know, people think recovery, they think it's just about addiction, drugs, alcohol. Actually, it's broad. It's whatever's keeping you from whatever God planned for you to be. And whatever that bondage, whatever that, you know, that barrier, what's holding you back. All of us, CL, all of us are in recovery from something.
Yes,
all
sir.
Of us are. All of us have struggles.
Yes,
all
sir.
Of us have issues. We see each other on the outside and think we all have it all together, but yet behind the scenes, you know, there are different insecurities and challenges and struggles or weaknesses that we all have.
Right.
So, you know, I've been operating in that environment for a very long time. Had the privilege of helping many different people, and which prompted me to write the book, because I've observed a lot. The book has a lot to do with what I went through, having come from the pit of hell of drug use, where I used to hide instead of heal. And it's still happening, and it's happening in the churches. It's happening everywhere, where we're just hiding in the out in the open. Because we don't feel that good about who we are inside. And we're full of fear about coming out of the darkness and sharing what's going on in our life. And that just, you know, we have to put an end to that. We have to encourage and be a beacon of hope for people, to tell them that, man, come on, you can do this. You can do this. And that's why I wanted my book to be, I just wanted to do more.
Right.
And I didn't really see myself as an author per se. I just, the Lord gave it to me back a year ago, June, and it just, boom, I wrote. And here we are today, and I'm on your show, and I'm blessed to be on your show. And whoever listens, whoever is viewing, whoever is going through a difficult life struggle, you and I together are going to help and be a beacon of hope for people. And that's the whole sole purpose of what we do.
That's exactly right. Wow. What a powerful, powerful introduction from Pastor Craig Brown. And you're exactly right that I was just listening to so many things that he gave me to unpack, ladies and gentlemen, because he's not just an author, but a speaker. And I'm amazed, Craig, that God is putting so many authors in my life. You know why? Yeah. Because I have supposed my book is supposed to have been done like 15 years ago. And every time I bring an author on, I'm reminded that, yeah, King, it's time to get it done. So you did it in a year. That's how long it took you?
No, man. It's been on the back burner.
Okay.
And it's been simmering for 22 years.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, I've been plodding right. along, you know, but I wasn't ready.
Right.
I don't want to get ahead of the Lord.
Right.
It's got to be fruitful. It's got to be what he wanted me to write. It's got to be inspired by him.
Right.
Or I don't want to do it.
Right. Right.
And he inspired me and really convicted me last June. And I put it together and, you know, and so be it. And here we are.
Yeah. And that's kind of like, so see, there's confirmation, ladies and gentlemen. I've been simmering for the past 15 years.
Yes, you have. That's perfectly fine. Come on.
Yeah.
There's nowhere in the Bible where it happened and where it wasn't that quick. I mean, they spent years.
Yeah, that's right.
Being groomed and equipped and refined.
Right.
Right. And, you know, in our society, they want instant gratification.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not going to happen. Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
You're right. So. You're right, Craig. And ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in. Those of listening on our podcast, Impacting Life 24/7, we have in our virtual studios Pastor Craig Brown, and you can find him at craigdbrown.com. Also, stop. What did you put in there, Greg? Lord, I got to make sure I get the right website. Stop hiding, start healing book.com. That's stop hiding, start healing book.com. And as you guys may know now, I've just revealed, I got to go to my eye doctor appointment because that print is small. I'm like, what does that say? That's in hieroglyphics, brother. I can't read that. And so again, one of the main reasons why we have people on our show, obviously some people think that podcasts are entertaining. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm entertaining. I laugh at myself a lot, but truthfully, it narrows down to the smallest denominator, man. If we can just make an impact in one life, in just one, then I feel like our show is a success. And so, Craig, where you are now in your ministry, your family, I love that you gave your wife a great shout out. I'm giving you a shout out on Happy Father's Day because you got three wonderful sons. But it hasn't always been like this, has it, Craig?
There was a
journey that Craig Brown, our guest on Impacting Life, had 24/7 had to go through to you know, uncover and unfurl the nuggets that he's giving out to people now, the spiritual nuggets, the practical nuggets to help people who feel like, man, all I can do is hide because of my shame and my failure. So what we do, and this is very, you know, our show exposes people, and people come on our show because they care about others. And that's why it's okay when we share our testimony. So Craig, tell us how it started with you and how things kind of went awry after, let's say, high school.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, first of all, everything I am today, everything I am today is a result of my deepest pain, mm-hmm. you know, everything. I grew up at the church and my dad was a minister. And our whole life was centered around our dad. We had to make him look good, make Father Brown look good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of pressure put on my sisters. I have two older sisters and myself. And it was, you know, and our family always had to be on, you know, always the preacher's kids always had to be on. We had to dress right, act right, be right, and what have you. There was a total disconnect because what I was seeing from the pulpit was totally different of what I was experiencing in the home. My dad had a number of different demons and his own struggles. He took it out on us, my sisters and I. He was a very angry guy. I didn't really have a really close, loving, caring relationship with him. Although he sat across from me at the dinner table, there was just a major void in my life. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a spiritual guide. I didn't have anybody really to support me, and I was longing for that from him. Mm-hmm. And so all throughout my youth and then my, you know, my high school years, I was an athlete. I played 4 years of varsity basketball. I should have gone and played in college. That was part of my, you know, part of my, the beginning of my path. But when it came time for me to leave the home, you know, I developed, as young people, we develop all these coping mechanisms in dealing with pain and shame and hurt and abandonment and betrayal and what have you. And I developed all those. I was kind of, my sisters and I, after the fact, you know, we kind of brought ourselves up, you know, to a degree. My mom was the perfect enabler, making dad look good and making sure the family looked good. But there was just detachment. There wasn't that loving, caring, nurturing, emotional, you know, relationship.
Right.
And you don't know it. You don't know it when you're in it. But after the fact, looking back, you're like, oh. Well, anyway, so by the time I started drinking in high school. And by the time I got to graduate from high school, I could not wait to get out of that environment. I just had enough, you know, and my sisters were much older than me. They were off at college and in their own life. And I was kind of like a only child. So I was getting the brunt of that. So I'd had enough and I was just searching, you know. I had no self-discipline, no real self-control. Although I had all these gifts and what have you, but they were just awry. I had no purpose, no mission. So once I got on the college campus, I was totally free. But freedom coupled with no self-discipline, no self-control is a bad, bad formula.
Ooh, yes,
and I
sir.
Just kept drinking and I just kept drinking and I got into the, I went to the party instead of going to school and going to class. And I eventually dropped out of college and I moved back home and I took some jobs in Washington, D.C. And one place where I did begin to work, and I took a job at this one restaurant and bar, and it happened to be owned by the biggest cocaine dealer on the East Coast. And I got sucked up into that drug world and I got sucked up into that lifestyle. And to me, as a 19, 20 year old, you know, when you have no mission or purpose or any foundation or any value, or any core value structure, I was just in it. I was looking for something to be a part of, and right. Boy, did I find it. And so I'm in this environment, and this, you know, he's running, the owner of this company, running this major drug trade out of this place, and all these all Capitol Hill people and TV people and athletes and, you know, were coming through. And I did some low level drug dealing, but nothing compared to this guy was running the entire East Coast. And so I operated in that light, in that what I describe, it became deeper, darker, more painful, and it just there was nothing of value. And after a number of years, I'm in this environment and I'm looking around going, you know, how did I end up here? You know, how in the world did I get here? I'm in this environment and all my buddies are going to Tufts and Duke and all these Colgate, and they're playing ball, and I felt like a total failure. Right. I did. So I just kept feeding that. That's all I knew. My identity became my failure and my pain, and I couldn't do anything with my life and what have you. And I ended up in this environment, stayed in this environment for a number of years until, and this is what folks I minister to and care for have a hard time understanding. And that is, the Lord's hand is always on us, at all times.
That's right.
And we feel such a distance from him based on our circumstances, due to our choices.
Right.
And we're blaming him for our predicaments. Right. And I did that. But all of a sudden, in July 15th, 1985, it was a turning point for me where I had this epiphany that if I don't change, I'm going to end up dead.
Right.
I was in multiple car wrecks. I was, you know, I ended up in the hospital with a hole in my stomach. I'm not going to go into the details or what have you, but It was just the pit of hell. Mm-hmm. And darkness. That's the only way I could describe it. But on this day, the Lord, and I didn't know it was him, but he gave me the just a glimpse, enough of a glimpse to realize that I better change. Mm-hmm. I better change. And I did. I began to change. I extricated myself from that environment. I did not go to rehab. I did not go here or anywhere else to do it. I made a decision that I was going to change. Mm. And I was deep in it. And it's miraculous that I was able to do that. And I thought I did it myself, but he was preparing me for this show today. He was preparing me to be an encouragement and use that everything that I've been through to do what I do for the last 22 years in Christ-centered ministry. He was preparing me and I didn't know it. I had no clue. So I was sober. I was clean for about 6 or 7 years. And then I hit the next major, major life change. And that is when I got that phone call. And I was sharing this with you before. My sister called and said, Dad's dying. Mm-hmm. And we have to get to the hospital. And it's a phone call none of us want to get.
Right.
And even though I didn't have a real bond or a real tight relationship with my dad, he's still my dad and I loved him.
Right.
Oh, I loved him. But I rushed to the hospital and I stood by his bed in the intensive care unit and my entire life came running right before me. Everything. Now, I'd been clean. I'd straightened up a little bit, but I was still lost. I was still miserable. Right. I had no purpose still, and I had no mission. I had no core values. I had no standard with which to lead my life.
Right.
And so that shook me to the core. The Lord is so, God is so interesting because he brings me to the bedside of the one man that all I wanted was him to love me and care for me and tell me he was proud of me. And all that God did was he brought me to his bedside to get me to the place, chapter one of my book, where the pain in my life was greater than my fear of changing.
Wow.
And the next day, I couldn't handle it anymore. I'd had enough. Now, I'd had enough on a number of different occasions.
Right.
That was it. But that was it.
Yeah.
Next day, I prayed for over an hour. I didn't know how to pray. No one taught me or showed me, but I was at a place of desperation. I was at a place where the pain was greater than my fear. I cried out to God. I said, God, you got to take over my life. Please take this burden from me, this pain from me, take my past from me, help me heal, take over my life. And he did. Jesus entered in, and the Craig Brown that stood up from praying over that hour, it's totally different, completely different. The burden had been lifted. My entire perspective on life changed in an instant. And that's the first day my recovery began. And that's the first day I came out of hiding fully. And that's the first day I began to heal.
Wow. Woo, man, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm just sitting here. I'm almost just like, speechless, and I'm a speaker, but listening to some of the similitude of listening to the story of Craig Brown's life, Pastor Craig Brown's joining us tonight on Impacting Life 24/7. What he said about coming to your father's bedside, and then the other supporting statements, he said, you know, you just wanted him to be proud of you. You wanted to have that connection and that love. And I just want to connect with you on more than just a philosophical point, but I feel the same way about my dad. You know, he passed away when I was in a group home. So all I ever knew of him was the guy that beat me and, you know, all the crazy stuff that he did. But right. Even to this day, Craig, you know, we're on the, you know, the heels of Father's Day. I just wish that, you know, he could be here for him to see, hey, man, you know, you produced something that was good, you know?
I hear you, man. But here's the deal. Here's the deal, CL. And I grasped this, and it took me, it was stunning. God, he was so comforting in that. He said, you know what? And he's saying it to you and all the other dads out there like you and I. He said, your dad gave it a shot. You know, your dad gave it a shot, and he didn't do very well. You know, he didn't do all that well. But I am your father, right? I am your dad.
Yeah.
And as the love of God, I'm telling you, man, when you get a grasp of, and to the women as well, the sweet gifts of women in our life.
Yeah.
And those that are listening, same.
Yep.
We've all had experiences. All of us have had. Now, there are some families that are really healthy and not as dysfunctional that you and I have.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of good ones out there. But the majority of them were fairly dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Right. And as a result, we missed out on a lot. But the Bible is very clear. He told Job that the second half of your life is going to be far greater than the first.
Yes, sir.
His promises are always better. You will be better, and I will give you more than what was lost.
Right, right.
And I believe that. And when I got a hold of that love that day, please. No, and he's never left me. All I've done for the last 29 years, 30 years, just immersed myself in that. Now, I've had painful situations since, man. I've had major life difficulties, and I've lost both parents. I've lost two dear friends. I've lost been through a lot of different things.
Right.
But I'd rather go through the battle, you know. I'd rather go through the battle of grief and pain and hurt with the Lord any day.
Wow.
Amen. Than without.
I 100% agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so thankful, and our team and staff, folks that are joining us on our live feed, as well as listening on our podcast, this is Impacting Life 24/7. I am joined by my friend and brother, Pastor Craig Brown. Where exactly in Maryland are you?
Our church is in Gaithersburg, about 35 miles north of Washington, D.C.
Yep, I know exactly where you are, because I think we talked about it. I went to a church conference up there, and we stayed in Gaithersburg, and we didn't have to drive anywhere because the hotel took us to the metro, and we was in D.C. It was beautiful. So Craig Brown, Pastor Craig Brown, is the author of Stop Hiding, Start Healing. And one of the subtitles is Discover How to Be Set Free from the Pain and Shame of Your Past, so that you can live a life of freedom, meaning, and purpose. I'd love for you guys to go check his website out for this book, Stop Hiding, Start Healing book.com. Stop Hiding, Start Healing book.com. We want to get this book into everyone's hands. Might be even a good Father's Day gift, because we started talking real heavy about fathers, and fatherhood is a very, very, I said it in my post earlier this week, it's a very powerful fraternity, and I take that responsibility very, very seriously. And so you guys can help us by helping our brother Craig. And just, again, I won't give you that website. Just go to StopHidingStartHealingBook.com. And this is going to be, in my opinion, without question, I'm speaking it in the faith right now, a New York Times bestseller. Let's go ahead and get it. So now, before we go on to the second half, because the first half, boy, I tell you, I should have had you on for two shows, Craig. We got a lot to talk about. Before we get into more of the book and how Craig now, over the past 20 plus years, 22 years, have been helping thousands of people with the story that you heard. You know, you hear, often, far too often, we hear how those stories end. In prison, in the grave, right? We hear how those stories end, but God had a plan. Now it's still up incumbent upon us to respond to that plan, but God had a plan for Craig. And when Craig responded, God couldn't help himself but to show out, man. And I love what we're going to talk about in the second half. Before we do, I got to have a commercial break. I told Craig that we got to make sure we give love to our sponsors, because our sponsors is what help keep the lights on around here. And they help. That's a joke, but they help us with our mission of impacting people all across the country and, as you guys heard, around the world. So what we have is a new, I did it, y'all. I got it done. Let's give our sponsors a shout out. Listen up. The podcast that you're listening to, Impacting Life 24/7, is brought to you in part by our dynamic and amazing sponsors who continue to support us, impacting one life, one day at a time. Our gold sponsors, Michelle Perry, she is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast, and she is the best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at successfuldiligence.com. Paula Cusone has dedicated her life to volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person can have is at least one caring adult in their life. Our platinum sponsors are Mr. Greg Smith. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy today of his new released book by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrian Barker, she is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast. She is a dynamic life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Everything and anything that Adrian Barker touches prospers. Please connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina, helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a faith-filled life. He is a compassionate leader in his church and is a devoted husband and father. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr., he is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity, and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be that premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Poet Katrina McCain, she is the author of Because She Decided to Love. And this is a collection of poetry and prose about love and its impact on every relationship. This raw and uncut poetry book addresses the themes of how we experience love through many different circumstances, such as loss, hurt, and pain. Because She Decided to Love takes readers through a journey from the sweetest to the most bitter emotions that love evokes. Get your copy today at poetkatrinamccain.com. Dr. Skip Mondragon II, he is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, and a dynamic speaker. He is the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact him at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. The Underdog Ninja Foundation. This was founded by Javi and Jessica Madrigal in 2020. They're a husband and wife team that have been battling and overcoming heart disease for 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led them to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. Contact this amazing couple and team at underdogninja.org. If you would like to become a sponsor of our international podcast, Impacting Life 24/7, which can be heard around the world, simply go to clkingspeaker.com. We'd love to partner with you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Impact Life 24/7, man. I'm telling you what, that little piece right there, Greg, I felt good, but I recorded it all, and guess what? I left the sponsor off. I had to start all over again. Couldn't figure out how to splice it in there. I was just running out of time. My hair was on fire, and I said, you know what? We're blessed because our sponsors help us with things like our continued show production. When Greg and I first started, man, we was recording the thing on a little phone and nobody was listening. And as you expand, as you know, quality is important, and reach, sure, and all that. And so we're very, very thankful for our sponsors who help with this, with this show, and help us reach lives throughout the world. But I'm also thankful that they make it possible that we can have people like Mr. Craig Brown on. Pastor Craig Brown from Gaithersburg, Maryland. I got to get up there and hang out with him because we can tour the city together. He is the author, and we've been talking about it, but he is the author of Stop Hiding, Start Healing. If you missed the first half, I just tell you, go back and listen. He just gave us the abridged version, but he's been living quite a while, and he just told us about the struggles and the pit that he went in, the relationship struggles, and so much more, and how he spiraled out of control into a life of dependency and addiction and such. And it was by the help of God that it was a moment in which Craig said, man, there's got to be a change. I've got to change my life. And, from that point on, as Craig has continued to accept God's plan for his life, God had this book in his heart this whole time, and Craig's finally got it out. And he got it out, and it's called Stop Hiding, Start Healing. I want you to get a copy of it at StopHidingStartHealingBook.com. And so now that, we always deal with the past, but now we're in the present and the future. 22 years of helping people, that's a remarkable story, because consistency in your purpose and mission, you've been just as or more consistent in doing the work of the Lord than you were, in the other field that you were in. And so when we talk about hiding, because that was one thing that stood out to me, is it, Craig, and I just would love to get your input, especially based off of your book, why do you feel people who are having hangups, whether, and we talked about it, it's not just drugs or alcohol, but it could be anything. Why do you feel people hide?
The number one reason is shame. Shame comes from the pit of hell. And again, you and I joked about it, but it was back in Genesis chapter 3.
Right.
When Adam and Eve were first busted, what did they do? They hid.
Right. That's right.
And I tell people, why are you surprised that your loved one or someone, why are you surprised that they're hiding? It's a natural, mm-hmm. natural for us to do that.
Right.
Why? The two emotions they felt back in Genesis 3 was shame,
right,
and then fear. They were afraid.
Yeah.
And so in my 22 years of caring for people in Christ-centered recovery, I have seen in our church and just in community, people continue to hide their shame, their pain, their hurt. Might have been a divorce, mm-hmm. might have been abuse, might have been abortion. It may have been, you name it.
Right.
That they are so hurt by and filled with such pain that they're scared to death about bringing it up mm-hmm. with anybody. And I touched on this earlier. See, the church was created to be the first place we should run to when we're hurting. Mm-hmm. The first place we run to when we need help.
Right.
And for whatever reasons, based on my experience in the church, I loved growing up in the church. It was a mainline denomination. And I'm sure some seeds were planted back then. But some people do have, a stigma about church or bad feelings about church or right. even painful feelings about church. So they're not apt to want to go to that Christ-centered beacon of hope. Where the spirit lives and reigns to get help. And they shouldn't be condemned for that. And if they are, that's horrible.
Right.
But when we were younger, much younger, you and I and our list and your listeners and viewers, we developed coping mechanisms. We developed coping mechanisms at a very young age. You shared your experience with your dad. I did mine. Others have had that same experience, but how do we deal with it?
Right.
Well, we'd get away. I would go off on my own and hide from it. And so when pain presents itself, when shame presents itself, when hurt presents itself, when challenge, conflict present themselves, our first reaction is to run and hide. It just is. Mm. All right. And our first response is, no, I don't need any help. CL, let me ask you this. How many times have you been out shopping and you're in the men's department looking at that suit, those suits or pants or shirts or whatever, and that very nice person comes up and says, may I help you? And what's my first response? No, I'm just looking.
I'm good. Yep.
I'm good.
Yeah.
When I'm looking for that 45 or 48 long, right, and I need your help, but why did I just say, I'm sorry, I'm good. Right. It's got to change.
Yeah.
Our first initial responses have to be, yes, I am hurting. Yes, my life is in turmoil. Yes, my life is in pain. And I feel this shame and bitterness, discouragement that I've been carrying most of my life. And it's being held around my neck like an anvil. And I can't get rid of it. And and my whole identity now is wrapped up in that. And that's all I know. It's my comfort place. And I don't know how to get out of it.
Right.
So I'm just going to put this mask on. And I'm just going to continue to hide and act like I have it all going on. And most of our society is like that.
Yeah. And we're not living in truth.
No.
The freedom definitely comes from that truth component. Like, okay, like you just said, we walk around with a mask. I talk about this, you know, us church folks is just, we good at masking up, baby. We don't need a coat.
I say in my book, I write it in my book. It's written. The church is the best place to hide.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Picture this. So you're going to church with the family, you're going to church with your wife, and you have an argument in the car, right? She's screaming about your driving, right? Yeah. You two are just not getting along, right? You get out of the car. Hey, all right, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go praise the Lord together. Let's go worship together. Let's go take notes together. Right. Don't have coffee together. Oh, we'll see you later. Take care. You're back out in the car. What happens?
Yeah.
Right. It happens over and over and over again, right? It happens over and over again.
Right.
If we should just walk in that church, find someone that's safe, someone that we trust and can trust, and an environment like Christ Center Recovery or a care group or divorce care or some Christ-centered beacon of hope where I can walk in and say, I gotta talk to you. My life is an absolute mess.
Right.
And I've got to come out of hiding and I've got to start here.
Man.
And I'm going to do it here because the pain is greater than my fear. And the other part of that is not just it's shame, but it's fear. What are they going to think about me when I share that I've been divorced or I had an abortion? What are they going to think about me if I admit that I have a pornography issue, sexual addiction? What are they going to think about me if I, you know, I'm just in bondage to alcohol or opioids or prescription drugs? Or what are they going to think of me? And unfortunately, the enemy uses that shame and condemnation that we are talking to ourselves and beating and condemning ourselves. And that's completely opposite of what God instructs.
Right.
And man, he is about grace and truth. The enemy is about lies and falsehoods.
Right.
And we tend to buy into that, the lies and the hiding, instead of coming in and being vulnerable and transparent. It's hard to do, but let me just encourage your listeners and your viewers. Mm-hmm. It can be done.
Right.
You can do this. Why? Because you're stronger than you think you are.
Way
you
stronger.
Are stronger than you think you are. And it's a matter of finding the right environment, not just any environment.
Yeah.
Because we're surrounded around people that are not healthy for us. You've got to be strategic. And you've got to find people, like I mentioned, that are safe and that you can trust. And that's where you're going to find them, is in a Christ-centered recovery environment, because we're all real people dealing with real life issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I am joined in the virtual studios by my friend and brother, Pastor Craig Brown. He's given us so much encouragement in the second half of our segment He is the author of Stop Hiding, Start Healing, and he's given a proven path to healing and restoration. You can find this book. I'd love for you to go there, Stop Hiding, Start Healing book.com, and pick up a copy. Father's Day is around the corner, just a few days away. Order your copy. It may not be here in time, but tell dad or the father or the man in your life, hey, listen, I got this book. I want to give it to you as a special gift. It's on the way. Just hang tight. But you know, one of the things that I appreciate that Craig reveals is that, you know, we got to understand the whys, and that's what we just dealt with over the past few minutes, is why people feel the necessity to hide. Now, let's just, you and I are men of faith. You're a preacher. I've preached or testified a few times or two myself, my brother. Let's just talk about this we can take this from a spiritual perspective, which we do, and God is the center of our lives. But we can take the very same concept and apply it in a non-spiritual perspective. In other words, people are still hiding. You don't have to be super spiritual to understand that people are still hiding when they've got something that they struggle with, right? We can be super spiritual or we can be very carnal, but the truth of the reality and people are hiding. And this book, I feel like it can cross over into any threshold, because it's a byproduct of humanity. It's a byproduct of humanity.
Because we all struggle. We all have issues. We all deal with challenges. We all deal with hurt. We all deal with pain. Right. It is. We all hide.
Right.
We all do. And it's what we developed for our protection, for our safety. And if it's not handled in a healthy way, with a healthy action plan, it'll wreak havoc in your life.
Man, I'll tell you, telling the truth, it's 9:17 and it seems like we just started talking like a few seconds ago, Craig. So your Christ-centered recovery, give us some insights about that, bro.
Well, everybody's familiar with the 12 steps. Everybody's familiar with, you know, AA and a lot of secular recoveries, which the Lord works in. I mean, there's no disputing. Right. It was founded on faith principles, and it was the Lord continues. Hey, he works everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. What's different is that there's no disputing who the higher power is in Christ-centered recovery.
Right. Yeah.
In other recovery, you can choose, right? There's no disputing it. When you come into our environment, in this environment, you know full well that Jesus, Lord and Savior, is the only one.
Right.
Only one through the Holy Spirit, God the Father, that can heal, restore, change, snap the chains, take away your pain, your hurt. And CL, that's the difference. You see, recovery, they're very myopic in get it sober, get clean, get sober, get clean, mm-hmm. get sober, mm-hmm. get 30 days, get 24 hours. And mm-hmm. that's great. And it works. But where people relapse and where there's slips and where there's still an unhealthy lifestyle, they go from alcohol and they skip over to pornography. Mm-hmm. They go from food and they skip over to codependency. Mm-hmm. They go from, you know, drugs and now they're into nicotine. Why? Why? Because they're not dealing with the root issues. They're not pulling back the layers and going deep. The Bible, God's word, is healing. It's true. It's powerful. And when you, it's a recovery manual. It's a recovery manual.
That's good. Yeah.
Let's look at that for a second. And this is why people go, oh yeah. Well, the first trigger in the Bible was David when he was alone and he should have been out with his men fighting, and he gets triggered by a naked woman. And what happened? Oh, yeah. Okay. And that's a story of redemption. That's a story of making huge, poor decisions. And he's a man after God's own heart.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He was triggered. It's all throughout the Bible. The first intervention was Moses. Jethro came to him and said, son, my son-in-law, your life is completely out of control.
Right.
Your life is completely out of control. That was the first intervention in the Bible. The Bible is a recovery manual of healing, restoration. You know, of going from brokenness to wholeness. So that's the difference. That is the difference, is that you come into that environment, and we've had thousands come from other environments, and that's what's missing. That was what was missing in my life that saved me.
Right.
And that is what's missing in thousands of lives.
You know, Craig.
And that is being set free by the only one that can heal and change.
Craig and I were talking about this. I don't know if we were talking off camera, because I'm telling you, it really just feels like I just got him on deck. It just, the time is just flying. It's racing away, y'all. But I think we were talking off camera that nobody will criticize me when I'm eating unhealthy, right? They will just pat me on the back, invite me to the barbecue, and just be glad that I'm a walking heart attack, like my good friend Javi Madrigal is dealing, you know, that he changed his life. Well, the moment that I decide that I am wanting to take, you know, a serious approach to my health, then all of a sudden everyone is a health expert or health food critic, and I'm going the wrong path. Here's what I want to say, and I believe Pastor Craig will back me up, that, you know, you can argue with my doctrine, you can argue with my philosophy, but you can't argue with my experience.
No, not one bit, man.
The proof is in the pudding.
here's a principle that I've lived by, and I share this over and over and over again for this particular reason, and that is God removes people from our life to protect us.
Right.
Don't run after
them. Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Don't run after them. Right. When we're making a life change, you're going to have your detractors. You're going to have jealousy. You're going to have people that think they know better to do better in your life than their own life. You got hurt people that hurt people.
Right.
That's why it's so important to surround yourself with people you trust and people that are safe to help you on your life change journey. And it's hard, but there are some relationships you just have to let go. And the other part of that is, and I share in the book, you've got to develop healthy boundaries. If you have someone that's intruding in your life and someone that's trying to fix you in your life, it's, hey, time out. I'm going in this direction. You're not real healthy for me right now. So we're going to take a break in this relationship. And I am immersing myself in getting well. You have to do that. Oh, but I don't want to hurt any feelings. Well, sometimes you have to. It's about grace and truth. You know, the truth is I need to get well. The grace is I love you, but I can't have you in my life right now.
Ooh, boy, I had to do that.
You just have to do it.
Yeah.
You just have to do it. Man, I've had people over the last many years that have hurt me or betrayed me, and they were good people, and I love them.
Right.
But they're no longer in my life. Wow. They're just no longer in my life. I don't have the energy. I love them biblically, as I'm told to.
Right.
And I will. And if the Lord works, speaks to my heart to make amends or, you know, that's fine. And it has to be, you have to be ready.
Yeah.
But no, I've had to, you know, remove some relationships. And it's okay to do that.
Well, you know, Craig, the reason why some relationships were removed because you needed room for CL to come into your life, brother. That's where we had to clear some of them cobwebs out so CL could hang with you, brother. Let me tell you guys something, ladies and gentlemen. I got Craig Brown. If I keep calling him Greg, he probably will never come back on my show.
Greg's your other name.
Greg is my VP.
I answer the boat.
There is a running joke on this show, though, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone knows it. My wife, she cringes whenever I have to pronounce anyone's name. And I think I did pretty well for Javi and Jessica Madrigal today.
That was good.
But I have all this information right in front of me, y'all. It's right here. And I look at it, I see Craig, and I say Greg. I don't know what the problem what is the problem? But anyway, I have Pastor Craig Brown with me from Gaithersburg, Maryland. He is the author
Church of
the Redeemer. He is the author of he's the author of Stop Hiding, Start Healing. I want you guys to go to his website, stophidingstarthealingbook.com. I love to do this. I feel like God gave us this platform for a number of reasons, to make an impact on others, but also to make an impact on the people that come on our show. I want you to know that we honor and respect everyone that comes on, and we try with everything that we have to get, man, I want other people to connect with Pastor Craig Brown and get his book, get him in your church, get him to your group to speak. He's a prolific speaker. He's got the coolest voice in the world, but I also want you to know what other people are saying about him. This is one thing that really catches me. I'm looking at a testimonial about his book, and the gentleman says, emotional pain is a part of life. For some, it is a bump in the road, but for many, it has a devastating impact, causing missed opportunities, broken relationships, and addiction. In this book, Craig Brown presents engaging stories of redemption, which will inspire even those in the most hopeless situations. Let me pause there, because there are some people out there that feel like there is no hope.
Sure.
And I don't take that lightly, man. That man, it just one word, a fitly word spoken, is like apples of gold and pictures of silver, y'all.
Sure.
And the review continues on to say, because this book is filled with a diversity of human experiences, it can speak to anyone. But because Craig writes from decades of experiences with Christian recovery ministry, it will speak especially to those open to a deeper spiritual experience of life. I recommend this book to anyone struggling with alcoholism or other addictions who wonders if guilt, shame, or past trauma might hold them back from living their best life. I know Craig's work. I have met people he writes about in his book. Their stories are true. Why not find out if Craig's message will be true for you? And Craig, I was thinking about John the Baptist when I was reading that write-up. And he has many more write-ups, ladies and gentlemen, but I am running out of time. What I was thinking was, John the Baptist didn't get to hear what Jesus said about him. When he was in prison. But Jesus said, go tell John again those things which you do hear and see. Lame walk, on blind.
Yes.
And he goes on to say how great John the Baptist was.
Yes, he did.
And,
yes, he did.
And I just want you to know from my perspective that this work that you're doing is not a shallow work, Pastor Craig. This is a meaningful work, because we are human beings and we have struggles. Any of y'all out there with your church hats on acting like there ain't no struggles in your life, you lying. Okay. Quit it. Okay. The truth of the matter is, and he said something good for us men. Even Dr. Skip Mondragon talked about this, that sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need help, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I need a Craig in my life, or I need a Greg in my life, or I need a Javi in my life to say, I know they're going, I know it's a safe place. I know they ain't going to throw me under the bus, but man, it's somewhere where I can let truth out. Because when we got to walk around living a lie, come on, Pastor, finish me out. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. When we verbalize our pain, when we speak it, it's healing. When we write it in that journal, and we put that, when we put our past and our pain and our struggle on paper, it leads to healing and freedom. It just does. Stop hiding from it. Stop hiding it and speak up and speak out. When you do, and believe me, the Lord will hear your cry. The Lord hears the cry of his people. He just does. And if you're saying, well, I'm not sensing it. You will. Don't give up. Do not ever give up.
Well, listen, I was, he didn't know I was going to do this, but I'm going to have after, at the end of every show, ladies and gentlemen, I always, at the end of every show, I always turn it over to our guest to give us a word of encouragement and a word of inspiration for the folks to hear. One of the things that we have heard tonight, though, is like an hour of inspiration and an hour of encouragement. And we definitely want to have Pastor Craig Brown back on. We do. We need to talk so many more topics and weave them into your story relative to hiding and healing. Yes. You know, I just think about men because we're the dominant, we're in charge, we're da 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 da. Yeah, but
we got it all together.
We got it all together. But let me just tell you something, man. This book has got to be, man. If you're struggling, if you're trying to find your way, if you feel like you've been hiding in the corner, you've been hiding in amongst the people. Right. I was dealing with a lady one time. She was a pastor, and they found out that she was pastoring a relatively large church, and she was a alcoholic.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And one of her parishioners found out.
Oh yeah, no, they pastors hide behind the pulpit. They do, yeah. And they struggle. They do struggle.
They do.
We got to keep praying for them.
We do, absolutely.
Got to keep praying for them.
That's
yes.
Right.
So they'll step out.
Pastor Greg, what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to take the next 45 seconds and give a word of encouragement to our entire audience. Your sure. message is so powerful. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Well, the first thing I would say is everything that we have ever wanted in our life is on the other side of fear. It's on the other side of fear. And when the pain in your life is greater than that fear, you are ready to change. You just are. Psalm 16 verse 8 says, I set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That is something you have to embrace over and over and over again. His hand is on you. If you cry out to him and ask him to come in and heal, restore, break free, set you free, give breakthrough, find, bring you to the right place at the right time with the right people where the gospel's being preached and there's healthy people there to help you, he will lead you there. Ask him and he will answer that prayer.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. Very, very powerful words. Thank you, Pastor Craig Brown from Gaithersburg, Maryland, the author and the author of a tremendous book, Stop Hiding, Start Healing. You can find that at StopHidingStartHealingBook.com. I would love for everyone to go get a copy of that. I'm going to get a copy of it because at all these years later, there are still pains from when I was 8-9 years old that I still hide behind, y'all. So it when I have people on this show, people think, oh man, you're so smart to have these people. No, I get ministered to myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I need to hear what you're saying. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it without each other. We can't do it alone.
That's the truth, Pastor Craig.
So, have each other.
So listen, we'll have you back. We'll schedule a time and we'll get back together with you. But it's been a great delight. Our audience has really received you well. Those listening on the podcast, connect with Pastor Craig Brown. And Pastor Craig, we thank you so much. We wish you a happy Father's Day. Spend time with those lovely boys and your wife. Yes. Okay, sir?
Same to you, CL. Blessings to your family.
All right. God bless you, sir.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Craig Brown. Happy Father's Day to all my friends. Yes, absolutely, Dr. Dunlap. Maybe that book can find its way into our financial healing course. Absolutely. Dr. Dunlap, please. Yeah, he's dealing with some great stuff there, man. It'd be a great connection. So what I love about this synergy that we're creating on Impacting Life 24/7 is that it ain't just about the guest and me looking like an elitist, man. I want us to connect. And man, if I can get these folks connected, man, and we touch some lives, that's really all I care about. Happy Father's Day to all my fellow fathers out there. I'm hoping that my children replace my hammock that they broke, that they got me for Father's Day. I mean, come on. You couldn't have wrote a better story. That's why I'm still hurting. You know, Pastor Craig talked about stop hiding, stop the healing. Well, they should have told me how my stuff got broke. So anyway, Father's Day is more than gifts and trinkets because we're kind of low on the totem pole on that respect. But it truly is a great fraternity. I'm thinking about just looking at my young men and my daughters and thinking, wow, I'm really the lucky one. It those kids have blessed me beyond measure to carry my name and put up with my hurting over the years. Some stuff I carried into parenthood that recognize listening to Pastor Craig, man, like, Lord, man, you gotta get healed of some things, and that's okay. We can be transparent with each other and with those that are safe and those that care, man. And so I'm blessed in that capacity. I've sat down with my kids more times than not. When I was growing up, you ain't hear nothing about no parents apologizing or saying they were wrong on certain things. Now, I mean, I still paid a mortgage around this camp. But, man, there's been times where I've just like, man, I've blown it. That was a bad decision, and I need y'all to forgive me. In the relationship that we have now, in our older years, I'm very, very thankful for that. So anyway, everybody enjoy. Tomorrow's a federal holiday. Thankful that has been inked into existence, Juneteenth. And if you don't know what that's about, I would recommend you go and do just a quick study. I think it's a very, very important topic relative to the emancipation of slaves. And I'm glad to see that that's a part of our history and our heritage and now a holiday. So we'll be off, and we'll be finding some way to serve and be with one another. Enjoy Father's Day weekend. We will be back here Monday. We'll be back in the rhythm, guys. Y'all gave y'all a little break. Now we're back in the rhythm. School is out. Back to the grind. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to our new sponsors. Thank you to our guests tonight. We will see you again on Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King.